Whoa.
Oh, yeah, the airline lady, right. No, wait a minute, don't go away so fast. Yeah, now let's talk about something important like you.
What's a nice lady like you doing in a place like that, huh?
Yeah, dull, humdrum life. Why don't you throw down your pencil and hustle over to my place and be cool for the first time in your life? What? Now, what'd you say? What makes me think I'm so cool? That makes me think I'm so cool.
All right, it's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. So Emmy Award and Golden Globe winner Henry Winkler starred in one of the most iconic shows of the 70s and 80s, and really in all of television, the 50s throwback sitcom Happy Days, which premiered on ABC 42 years ago. Now, Henry's career has spanned generations, from his most memorable role as the Fonz in Happy Days, as Barry Zuckerkorn on Arrested Development, to his roles in so many other TV series, movie roles including Night Shift, The Lords of Flatbush, The Waterboy, Here Comes the Boom, to producing television and movies, and writing more than 20 books. Now, Tuesdays at 9 Central on NBC is his newest series called Better Late Than Never, which also stars William Shatner, Terry Bradshaw, and George Foreman. And to talk about it all is a man who also has a statue in his honor, a bronze Fonz, just over the border in Milwaukee. And that's my pal, Henry Winkler. Henry, so nice to have you on the program again, pal.
Thank you. Thank you so much. As a matter of fact, last week I was in Milwaukee, and I went to visit my statue.
I saw the pictures on Facebook. That was fantastic.
How can you be in a city that you actually have a statue and not visit?
That's right. Well, that city means a lot to you. When you were doing the show back in the 70s and 80s, you frequented Milwaukee quite a bit.
We did. We went there several times as a group. We played softball with the baseball team. We had a wonderful, wonderful relationship with Milwaukee.
Well, folks, and for you that may not know this, Henry appeared along with Anson Williams, who played Potsy, Don Most, who played Ralph, in Milwaukee at the State Fair on stage. It was a week long of concerts and so forth. The Beach Boys were there, and it was a fun opportunity, I think, just to reconnect to fans in Milwaukee where the show took place. And you reminisced about this classic series.
We did. We're all the cast is all still very close, and I'm just heartbroken about that Gary Marshall passed away.
Yeah,
he was my mentor. He was my teacher, and he started my professional career for me. Just an enormously generous human being.
What do you remember about the first time meeting with Gary?
The first time was my audition. I was scared out of my mind. I changed my body. I changed my voice into what I thought the Fonz would sound like. And I got a call 2 weeks later. Would you like to play this character?
And they were looking for like a 6 foot, tall character, big guy. And
Yeah.
Or they were looking for a gang, and they really, you really made a gang all of one person. You did.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's very nice. I never heard of that before. That's great.
Yeah. Now, going back a little bit, one of the things you shared on stage was about your early childhood. And, mm-hmm. and that as a kid in school, you struggled quite a bit.
Yes, that is true.
And your parents were not that supportive of you or encouraging you to seek success. You just kind of limped along for a little while, and really you didn't know what was going on with yourself.
That is true. My parents were from Europe. Education was really important to them. Dyslexia is hereditary.
Right.
They never quite got that it was possible that I was having trouble for a reason, as opposed to just being like lazy.
Right.
Children who have learning challenges don't wake up in the morning and decide, "Ooh, I think I'll be an idiot today."
Right. Exactly. No, that's a great point. Absolutely. And they weren't that supportive of you as a kid. Like, you
yeah,
know,
that's true.
Yeah, of being successful.
And they also didn't support my dream of being an actor until I was successful.
Right. You were already, you know, signing autographs. Crowds were showing up for you when they finally realized what was happening.
Right. And then so I just made a conscious effort to be a different parent when I grew, when I had my own kids.
Well, I think on some level, we all look at our parents when we become parents, and we highlight those good things that we love about them and that we remember best about them. But I also think we try to avoid those mistakes consciously. And
yes, but here's the thing. Yeah. The honest truth is that unconsciously, without thinking about it, when you get angry with your children, all of a sudden your parents come flying out of your mouth.
So true.
And you have got to be conscious of that. What I would say to my children, if I ever heard that happening, was, you know what? I didn't mean to say it that way. I'm going to stop. I'm going to back up. This is what I really meant to say.
So important. So important. Yeah. And you encouraged other, you know, there was families in the audience too. My daughter, I know, was listening. She's 10. And you spoke to her a little bit after the show, which she really, mm-hmm. which she really loved. But, you know, you said about, you're going to be something someday, you know, and don't let anything get in your way. It was very inspirational.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. But I really believe it. I mean, I think what has become my mission is that I want every child to know that they have greatness in them and they are not defined by school.
Well, we're talking to Henry Winkler about his new TV series, Better Late Than Never, airing Tuesday nights at 9 Central on NBC. And there's more with him next on 720 WGN.
When four living legends take a journey across Asia.
Anybody speak English?
Anything can happen.
It's Dave Player on 720 WGN. We're talking to one of the nicest guys in show business, and that is actor, director, producer, and author Henry Winkler and his new series, Better Late Than Never, on NBC.
Better Late Than Never, it's an eating show, it's a travel show, and it's a comedy with no script.
Yeah, and did you really know any of these guys before you got started? Like William?
I knew Bill a little bit.
Okay.
I met George for a half an hour once at Universal. I never met Terry before, and I met Jeff Dye in my house. He came to visit me before we left, and it just turned out to be amazing.
Well, I was looking at some of the – before you shot all this, you said before filming that you were both electrified and petrified.
Yes, that is true. That is absolutely the truth. I was scared to even think about going on this trip. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know how was I going to hold up. Was I going to be funny? Was I going to get lost with all these big personalities? And it just turned into the trip of a lifetime.
Well, it's gotten a lot of great buzz. Give us a little background of what we're going to see, what it's all about.
Terry Bradshaw, who won 4 Super Bowl rings, mm-hmm. George Foreman, who is the heavyweight champion of the world, Bill Shatner, who everybody knows was the captain of the Enterprise, plus everything else he's ever done, me, and a young man by the name of Jeff Dye, who is a stand-up comic, who was supposed to be our valet. Mm. But it morphed into that it was just 5 guys in 6 cities, 5 cameras, and no script.
I love it. I've seen some of the previews already. I mean, and I saw the first episode. It's very, very entertaining. It feels that way, but I will tell you, I didn't know what to expect.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I promise you this. I and this is not even over speaking. It is delightful. It's delightful. Because I am the executive producer, I got to edit a little bit. And then I got to see what they were doing. And I have to tell you, I kept thinking to myself, wow, I want to hang out with these guys. And I'm in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I've also read you're a guy who's always prepared for a trip, almost sometimes over-prepared. You pride yourself in that.
What I do is I travel with just my roll-on, you know, my carry-on,
yeah, yeah.
And a smaller bag, and I make sure that there is crazy glue, Band-Aids, a sewing kit, a whistle, pens,
whistle.
And magnifying glass,
uh-huh.
And I carry my children's books with me.
And some sanitizer.
And so much sanitizer. I wipe down my seat. I wipe down who's ever sitting next to me on a plane.
Yeah.
I wipe down the bottle of water I'm going to get.
Yeah. The tray on your plane is probably the most horrifying thing that you ever
would anymore. Want
to. Yeah, not with your, not
Mine
with
is
you.
Clean as a whistle.
Not with you. You were all over Tokyo, Seoul, Hong Kong, Bangkok, and
Kyoto.
Yeah, and what are some of the, without giving it all away, you got a couple highlights you want to share with us.
Meeting a Thai elephant,
mm-hmm.
having Sorry. Cow penis soup, which is very good for
all
the
right.
circulation.
Okay, all right.
All right, holding a cobra until it turned its head and started to look at me, at which time I got rid of it very quickly.
Not while you were eating the soup, I hope.
No.
Okay.
Okay, that's a two-handed job.
Hello.
What else? Let's see. Picking my own octopus out of a tank.
Wow.
What else? Oh, there is nothing, I think, like having some yakitori, which is meat over the grill on a stick, except the meat turned out to be pork vagina.
Hmm.
That never quite made my mouth.
Okay. All right. Okay. I watch Bizarre Foods once in a while, and Andrew Zimmer tries all kinds of things, and those are the type of things that he avoids as well.
And I'm right with him.
Yeah.
I'm right behind him.
Yeah. I saw also in an online exclusive, Henry, you were testing out a portable toilet that you had to travel with. So
it never went with me because this wonderful thing that they touted as a must on a trip to Asia fell and broke under me as I sat on it.
I saw
thank
that.
Thank God I wasn't using it.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God for that. Very, very cool and very much looking forward to that show. Now,
thank you.
You already said, you know, you're an author, of course, and the very successful Hank Zipser series, a TV series.
In England on the BBC.
In which you've made some appearances in, I believe, too, correct?
I'm in the show. I play the teacher that was so...
mean.
Supportive of me.
Oh, mean. Supportive. Okay.
Very supportive of me growing up. The mean teacher is also in it, and she is my arch enemy, Miss
gotcha.
Adolph.
Great name, by the way. Yeah, great name, by the way. And you're saying here that you got your 32nd book that you're working on right now. That's phenomenal.
Yes. We have written 17 novels in the 4th, 5th, and 6th grade. And now we're writing 12 novels where he, it's called Here's Hank, and he's in the 2nd grade. And we use a font that has never been used in America before. It was developed by a dad in Holland, and it makes the young reader able to track the words much more easily. You know, because I had so much trouble reading, I wish I had it.
Is it bolder? Is it thinner? Is it?
It is amazing. The F is higher on the line. The G, the bottom of the G is
gotcha.
Longer below the line.
Gotcha.
The C is more weighted. The opening is different. All to make the eye track the words much more easily.
Very cool.
They're called Here's Hank.
Love it. Love it. Looking forward to that as well. Now, you've written all these books. What about a book about your life? When are we going to see that, Henry? Is that something that's on your list?
Well, I've written one book for adults called I Never Met an Indian on the River.
Right.
because I don't find fly fisher people to be anything but lovely.
Okay.
And it is all of the stories of everything that I've learned from fly fishing that I applied to life.
Gotcha. But you've had and continue to have such an amazing life. I would love to see pen to paper and really get, you know, how you became an actor and your career in television, the movies, producing. I think people
would
love
what?
That.
I'll tell you something. I'll tell you what separates success from not. First of all, you have to have something to deliver, but will. Your will. You're not giving up. You're falling down, you're being rejected, you stand up, you dust yourself off, and you just keep going. Because eventually, you're going to find your niche.
So true. So true. Something that makes you happy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, so do you see yourself, Henry, with this new series? Do you see yourself going back and traveling with these guys again?
Without a doubt. All they have to do is tell me when and where. I'm telling you,
yeah.
It was as if somebody said, you know what, this is a gift I'm going to give you in your life.
That's amazing. Have you discussed any locales that you're interested in visiting now that you visit a place?
No, I leave that up to
the producers to keep it fresh. Well, I'll tell you what, it is always a pleasure. You're a true talent, a TV legend, and truly one of the nicest guys
I get
to talk to now and then. And I really appreciate you spending some time with us tonight.
You know what? I cannot tell you how much I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And the new series.
And I look forward to talking to you again.
Absolutely. And again, the new series, Better Late Than Never, is on Tuesday nights at 9 Central on NBC. Thanks again, pal.
Right
appreciate
after
it.
America's Got Talent.
We'll be looking for that.
Thank you.
Thanks again, Henry.
The best to you.
All right. Much more ahead on 720 WGN.